Hey, this is Melissa Bartel, the Bathtub Mermaid, and you are listening to my first podcast since, like, September. Today is going to be Sunday brunch, and I'll be back in a minute to tell you about school figures.
I only touch your love when the tips of my fingers try to clutch your love. I'm sick of the soap in a bathtub, love. I need something to hold. Feel deluded, as once again I am eluded, and everything is left unconcluded. I need something to hold.
So today was my Sunday brunch day, or actually yesterday was my Sunday brunch day because I'm recording this on Monday, December 1st. And Sunday brunch is this column that I do every other week in the e-zine All Things Girl. And if you've listened to me before, you know that I often record Sunday brunch, partly because it means I have instant content, and partly because I like to read them out loud because it forces me to listen to my own writing. So today's Sunday brunch was kind of a lead-in to my annual December project, which is that I'm participating in Holidailies. And my inspiration came from all the figure skating I've been watching on TV for the last month. So the title is School Figures. I'm not a particular sports fan, but I follow figure skating fairly closely, and one of my favorite fall and winter activities, if you can call it that, is appointment viewing the skating competitions that are broadcast almost every weekend during November and December. This year's season is currently in full swing, and even though it's not leading up to an Olympic year, I don't care. I love to watch the men and women speeding on the ice, jumping and spinning, mixing sport with artistry. As a kid, I skated myself. Oh, I never competed, but I had skates. I still have skates. And my mother and I would go to the local rink on weekends, or my friends and I would go after school, and we'd have great fun racing around in circles, feeling so brave when we were able to let go of the walls, or feeling proud when we successfully accomplished the most basic of spins, the tiniest of jumps, the easiest of tricks. Shoot the duck, anyone? I remember being incredibly smug the first time I managed to skate backwards without falling down. The years we lived in Georgetown, Colorado, we'd wait for the reservoir to freeze and we'd go skating there. I remember one year when it was so cold that the water actually solidified into ripples, and it felt as though we were skating over cobblestones instead of just dark ice. That's the year I learned that if you hold a snow shovel blade up, you can use it as a sail and the wind will push you across the ice. Those same years, when I was 7 and 8, included some of my favorite parts of childhood. Some town elder, or maybe some motivated parent, convinced the town to freeze the baseball diamond, turning it into a rink. And we kids would go to the park after school, sit on the cold metal bleachers to change into our skates, and slide around on the ice until twilight descended and the streetlights came on. Then we'd all trip to my mother's store, or one of the other parents' stores, and have hot chocolate in the back room. Competitive skating, the figure skating on TV, still included school figures back then. Those were the specific patterns the skaters had to trace into the ice using only their skate blades. Figure eights, perfect straight lines, other patterns. Those school figures are where figure skating gets its name. It's a funny thing, but watching figure skating always makes me feel, as I put it, righty. It reminds me that I may not have ice upon which to etch delicate patterns, but I have a pen and a spiral notebook or a laptop and a nearly infinite amount of hard drive space, and I can certainly leave my traces in that way. I've been thinking about this lately, about how I used to be a daily blogger and now my blog is almost an afterthought. I still write every day, but it's typically writing for a specific purpose or for money, not just chatty musing. I don't keep a journal, partly because I don't understand the point in writing things no one's ever going to read, and partly because without an audience to keep me accountable, I find other things that pull my focus. But daily blogging, in many ways, was my version of skating school figures. They're not particularly pretty to the uninformed, but they teach discipline, help you hone technique, give you stamina, and sometimes you do something when practicing a basic figure that informs or inspires a larger piece, leads you to your long program. Starting on Monday, today, I'm participating in Holidailies, which you can find at holidailies.org. It's an annual challenge to blog every day during the month of December. It's not always during the month of December. Sometimes it's November 28th to December 28th, and once it was December 6th to January 6th, or as we put it, St. Nicholas Day to Epiphany, because they got started late, but generally it's during the month of December. And while they always encourage you to write about seasonal themes, you're never required to do so. So this year, I'm going to try to do a daily podcast as well, just like I did in August, only probably shorter. And it will probably be a day behind what I actually write. It's my annual sort of back-to-basics thing. It's my renewal of my relationship with my rawest, purest writing self and my reconnection with my school figures. I'm not tracing figure eights, but something I create usually turns into a piece worthy of being expanded and shared. As well, just as athletes who move from competition to competition form relationships with their fellow skaters from other countries, so, too, does this annual meme allow me to revisit friendships with other bloggers, some of whom have been more diligent than I about writing all year, and some of whom only emerged for this project. It's a difficult commitment to make a date with myself every day during the busiest season, the craziest month of the year. But if a skater can hit the rink every day for hours and then still hit the gym, don't I owe it to myself to do the equivalent? At least to try? I think I do. I think I need to etch the school figures into the internet, not for the readers who might find them, but to prove to myself that I still can. So that's what I'm doing this month, and I hope you'll bear with me. And those are my school figures, and thanks for listening.
Steam is drifting.
The Bathtub Mermaid Tales from the Tub is written and produced by Melissa A. Bartell and, unless otherwise expressly stated, is licensed under a Creative Commons Attribution Non-Commercial Share Alike International License. The show is recorded and produced using the Boss Jock application for iPad. Music for The Bathtub Mermaid is provided by Mevio's Music Alley, a great resource for PodSafe music. Visit them at music.mevio.com. The opening song is Soap in a Bathtub by Stony. The closing song is You Can Use My Bathtub by Little Tom. For show notes, links, and contact information, visit me at www.bathtubmermaid.com. You can also follow me on Twitter, at Melissa, spelled M-E-L-Y-S-S-E. Thanks for listening. And remember, never let your bathwater get too cold.
Steam is drifting into the night. It's cold outside. You're coming off a scary street. Come on inside. Well, I know how it feels, babe, to feel unclean. Most everybody knows to feel that stain so deep inside. Still it shows, but you can use my bathtub. Understand, you can use my bathtub. Yes, you can.